I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Teen drivers have the highest rate of motor vehicle crashes, especially fatal crashes, among all U.S. age groups. To talk about ways to help keep adolescents safe behind the wheel is Dr. Elizabeth Mack. She's the Division Chief for Pediatric Critical Care Medicine at MUSC Children's Health, and she's also a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Mack, I know that teen driving fatalities are on the rise after years of decline, and this has prompted an update to the AAP policy statement about teens and driving. What's the pediatrician's role in the issue of teens and safe driving?
Certainly in the pediatric ICU, we see far too many children who have suffered fatalities or serious motor vehicle crashes. The pediatrician's role is key in this piece, as well as the parent, obviously. So the pediatrician should be familiar with the graduated driving laws and familiarize the parents with that. Also, the pediatrician should help the parents in identifying those teens that are at highest risk, whether it be due to their medical condition or their other behaviors that they may have. We need to know who's at risk and who should not be on the road or who should have modifications to their driving.
Tell us about some of the important research that is related to teen drivers and safety.
The 15 to 19 year old age group in this country represents the age group that has the highest rate of motor vehicle crashes. In addition, that age group, 15 to 19 years of age, represents a disproportionate number of fatalities as well. Children that are passengers of drivers less than 20 years of age are also at quite high risk of crash and death as well. So this is something to be thoughtful about when you're putting your child in the car with a young driver as well.
What do we need to know about safe teen driving and technology?
There are many distractions out there right now. So whether it's a phone, the best thing, of course, is to have that in the back seat or away or off even while we're driving. Whether it's the GPS or the screen that actually comes as part of the car, all of these things should certainly be avoided, as distracted driving is a huge risk factor for motor vehicle crash and fatality.
The AAP says that there are safe driving rules that can be put in place, and I know they have a parent-teen driving agreement that might be helpful. Tell us about that.
Sure. So there are several organizations, including the American Academy of Pediatrics, that have a teen parent driving agreement. And essentially, this is a pact between you as the parent and your teen driver that sets up expectations, punishment, pledge between, you know, the child and the parent. That detail, you will avoid distracted driving. You will drive only between these hours. You will not drive intoxicated. You will call for a ride or seek some other form of transportation if by chance you are intoxicated. Parents can access these agreements by Googling either the CDC Teen Parent Driving Agreement or the AAP Teen Parent Driving Agreement. There are other organizations as well that have example agreements, and of course you can modify these to fit your family's needs. But in general, this can be a useful tool for reducing distracted driving and improving safe driving.
Dr. Mack, thanks for this information about ways to promote safe teen driving.
Thank you for having me, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.